the number one part of communications, and remember, the business is the business of relationships, is our definition of leadership. My definition is a true leader sets an agenda and asks for help.
Hey, welcome to My Company Story. I'm your host, Don Burge. My Company Story is a podcast where I get to interview some of the most interesting business owners and CEOs about the challenges that they've faced and how they've overcome them. Enjoy the show. Hi, I'm here with Bob Gold. Bob is the founder and CEO of Bob Gold & Associates. Bob, welcome to My Company Story.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. Thank you so much for having me with you today.
Sure. Bob, tell us a little bit about what the heck is Bob Gold & Associates. What do you guys do?
Yes. Well, you mean the name isn't obvious?
It's obvious.
So 23 years ago, I founded my firm. Naming it, you know, was a challenge. So I had to come up with the biggest brand I knew. And having spent a number of years in corporate America at HBO, Lifetime, Fox Sports, I realized I was the brand. And so Bob Gold & Associates is a PR and marketing agency. Okay. And we dealt with some of the biggest companies to startups and nonprofits over the time. And it's been quite a fun and satisfying ride.
I bet it has, Bob, because I know in the past 23 years, now we're both dating ourselves, but we've seen an awful lot in the PR space, especially with the way in social media has gone right now. I mean, tell us a little bit about what that roller coaster has been like for you.
Well, yeah. So when I started in the business, back in the 80s, before commonplace cell phones, the internet, all of that going on, and still, you know, satellite TV hadn't launched yet, UCLA did a study. How many messages, how many calls to action did the average consumer receive in a day? So Don, I'm going to put you on a spot. Let's go back to the 80s. We had newspaper, magazines, traditional broadcast cable TV and broadcast radio. How many times do you think a day you were hit with a message that said, Don, buy this product, do this, go there?
Well, first off, Bob, I think back in the 80s, I got longer sideburns and I had very strange looking clothes on. So aside from that, I probably, with something very personalized for me, I'd be lucky to get two or three a day, I think. I mean, am I wrong in that area or what would
you
say?
Yes, you are. You were hit, and all of us were hit in the 80s, with an average of 1,500 messages a day. Think of all those advertisements that we were getting in the 80s from a limited communication spectrum. Well, with the internet, with satellite television, with what we've seen in streaming, that and the social media platforms that have come along, it's been an explosion, a cascading of messages saying, buy me, do me, tune in, look at this, please respond to my email. Think about how many platforms we're communicating on today, whether it's Slack or email or text or Facebook or through Instagram or one of the other messaging apps, and we're Zooming, we're Microsoft Teams, we're Skyping, we're, oh my God, a phone call feels like so ancient and kind of charming.
It does. So, and how about a letter, Bob? How about sending a U.S.
handwritten
note? Right, exactly.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Old school. So what does that look like today? So 1,500 back in the 80s, what is it now?
Today, it's exponentially grown. And we live in a world where we are bombarded with messages and concepts, some very short and sweet, whether they're snaps or tweets, and some that are longer, and a lot of the other conversations. And what's happened is our world has fragmented. And just the same way, from a media and marketing standpoint, this world has exploded in how do you connect, how do you reach the people that you need to talk to who are going to most respond and be your targeted audience for your business.
Right.
And
how do you cut through all of that noise out there? And isn't that why people come to you as a PR professional saying, like, I can help you get your message through all of these media, all of this noise, I can help you get your message through.
That's right.
Correct?
That's exactly right, Don. And so what we're seeing is you need an expert who can track monitor, has proven success, and by the way, knows how to get to the clutter of demands for every reporter. You can imagine what we as consumers are getting, or as businessmen come into our inbox. I mean, I get probably over 400 emails a day.
Yeah, how do you get through? And like you said, a reporter has to have 10 times that many, I would think.
Yes. So this is kind of where relationships matter, because the most important thing to keep in mind, and what I like to say is business, all business is the business of relationships. And whether you are a manufacturer, whether you're a service provider, whether you're a driver for Uber, the fact of the matter is that strategies are strategies. I don't care if you're GM or you're Don Burge. The tactical application of those strategies is what's going to change. And you want to have an expert who has some proven success, some quality knowledge, and can help guide through to real outcomes. And one of the things that we've changed, you know, so 23 years, I am old as dirt. I have been around a long time, and I've had to pivot and shift to stay relevant. And if you think about today in advertising, we know from the internet, you know how many clicks, how many views you're getting on any ad or what's going to your URL on your website. So we now have started something that we call guaranteed results. And we create an outcomes that a client would purchase through us that says, here's how many tier one placements we're going to get. Here's how many news releases. Here's how many bylines will be placed. And when we say tier one or tier two or tier three, we're talking about tier one is CNBC or CNN or ABC News Tonight, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, right? Tier two might be the LA Times or San Diego Union Tribune and some of the trade vertical publications. The bottom line is we measure everything we do and we give you in writing as a contract guaranteed results. Now that's a two-year-old program for us.
Wow.
Today, and it's actually responded really well. People like buying what they know they're getting. It's the day of saying, you know what, hire me. I'm going to work really hard for you. That really differentiates us from all the people who promise to work soft.
Yep, I'll bet it does. And I was going to say that. So tell me what, I'd like to know two things. One, what sets you apart from your competition, which I think you alluded to that a little bit here. And also an example of a typical story of a customer that you've helped and specifically what you've done for them to give the audience an idea of if they hired you, what would that look like and what do you do for them?
Yeah. So one of the areas that we've established a real expertise at is there's a lot of companies that are really in the B2B, business to business space, right? And we have an expertise there. We've also worked with Amazon and ESPN and other networks. We've probably represented over 20 sports networks alone in the past 20 plus years. The bottom line, so let me give you an example. In the B2B space, you probably don't have a lot of news releases announcing new products or services. You probably can't announce many of your clients because they don't want it publicly known that they're working with you because their brand is bigger than your brand. So in that world, how do you get in front of a reporter or an operator, you know, a service provider space and say, look, what we can tell is something relevant. So we've created a program for these kinds of companies where we're doing aggressive executive bylines. We're writing thought leadership pieces that we can repurpose from vertical to vertical. Because if you are, for example, a software company and you're working in a number of different industries, well, that one story of the Don Burge insights into the trends and what's going on in the technology in this industry can be repurposed so it works in cement and it works in labeling and it works in, you know, pharmaceuticals and it works in distribution and goes to those publications. So that's number one. And the second is case studies. Case studies are strong ways to demonstrate, here's the challenge, the approach, and the outcomes that come out of it.
So, Bob, I know in working with other business owners, they are stretched thin these days. They don't have enough time to even take a phone call or a meeting with you. How do you get them to write a case study when they can't even return a phone call? I mean, what do your, does your firm come in and do that for them, or how do you handle that?
We actually listen to them. We do the writing. It's much easier to edit than it is to draft. And so our writers do a heck of a lot of writing here, and then we put it over the line. We also do video content creation and digital content creation, and we'll manage social media platforms on LinkedIn. LinkedIn on a B2B space is a critical platform for connecting and moving forward. You know, and is probably just as viable as many of the other kinds of advertising that we traditionally use, if not more so.
So, Bob, what trends do you see now? I mean, you've been in it for 20 some odd years. And you're going to be in it for another 20 some odd years, maybe. But I mean, where do
your
you
lips
see?
To God's ears.
Where do you see the trends going now? They move so quickly. In the next year, 5 years, 10 years, where do you see it going?
Well, you know what we've seen in timelines overall is a collapsing of timelines of how fast we need to move and pivot. So, let me speak personally. So. Well, with COVID-19, all of our worlds has changed. And pivoting to stay active is something that I learned in the 2008 recession. You know, when that came along, I went to the Consumer Electronics Show in January of 2008 or 9, and all these major clients that were coming on board suddenly said, oh, we have to hit the pause button. And this is the same thing all over. So how are we changing? And first and foremost, Don, what's going on in the world is for so many years, we were all about driving business growth as marketers and business transformation. What can we do to keep our business current, technology savvy, being more responsive, developing that way and drive the growth? That's not happening anymore. Today, what we're talking about is liquidity. Business liquidity. Every business has a limited amount of cash on hand in which to survive. And now it's survival mode, and spending when they don't absolutely have to is the last thing in the world that any company is going to do. They have pulled back, as we've seen. We have the highest number of viewers watching broadcast and cable television and the lowest number of advertised buys in the world. When you have this great audience and you're not attacking it, because we're not driving that kind of economy anymore. It's about how do I hold on to my money? How do I ensure I can wait out this crisis and be there to come back and pivot towards that? So as an example, we've had to pivot quickly. So last month we launched a new program. We traditionally were in the monthly retainer or project fees. That was it. We never charged by the hour. We felt that communications should really be an open door. Talk to us, engage with us as much as possible. Let's go back and forth. It's collaborative. Unlike an attorney, we couldn't sell our time because that's a disincentive to sharing information. So we had retainers and project fees. Well, now that seems like a lot of money. So we started a new program that we call PR On Demand. And we provide a very nominal retainer fee that allows time for calls, document sharing, administration of creating an account, ideation. And then we provide a menu with each item broken out at a particular price point. The client can then pick and choose what they want. They never spend more than they need, and everything is agreed to in advance. So that's one way of pivoting and rethinking the business model of how we charge.
So Bob, that's great. So what I hear you saying is that because the environment changed, just like it did in 2008, now it is 2020, the COVID-19 environment has changed the way people do business, and they're not so opening up their wallets to pay for projects and put people on retainers. So you've had to pivot and change your model, your business model, to then find something that people would feel comfortable in buying, keeping your firm alive. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. And the second thing that we need to do is we need to look ahead and say, okay, over the next 6 months to 2 years, where our business is going. And the truth of the matter is, we're going to see a lot of corporate restructuring. every single business is going to use this breathing time from COVID to say, do I need to spend my money the way I've currently been doing it? Should I change the way I do business? Do I need to lease this much real estate in order to operate? Or can I send employees to work from home? And is that effective? And maybe if I need to bring people together, I'll use a hotel ballroom in the future. So we look at where we're spending our money. We're changing that up. And from our standpoint as a communications agency, bankruptcies, corporate restructuring, litigation is going to come forward. And so we are in the process right now of officially launching a bankruptcy communications and litigation communications practice. We actually brought on some new people that we are new with our firm that have had a long history in this space. And we hope to engage, because if you think about restructuring, and Chapter 11 is simply restructuring to say, look, we want to put our creditors on hold and figure out how we can operate smarter, better, to maximize the return for our creditors and shareholders. You have both a discussion with that is about working with lawyers and the courts to provide, but you also have to maintain the business and your customers to be able to go forward. Think about Frontier or JCPenney or anyone else. Sorry.
So you, no, that's okay. So I say, see, that's interesting, because you're positioning your firm to then be ready for the new world that's going to come out after this. And your view of the new world is that we're going to see more bankruptcies. We're going to see more lawsuits. We're going to see more struggles with businesses. And you're positioning your firm to how to message to your stakeholders in that environment and become the expert of that new reality.
That's right. We've had years of crisis communications support, and we've worked on bankruptcies in the past. And in fact, I don't know if you remember, there was a company called Adelphia, a cable company. I was their West Coast spokesperson. And it was really about the owners of Adelphia, which was a family-run business out of Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, a little tiny town, national cable operator. The founders and the family that owned the company were indicted for wire fraud. They declared bankruptcy, and they did a rate increase all in the same month.
Wow.
When I went in to meet with the executives about engaging our firm, my wife said, honey, wear an orange jumpsuit. It'll make them feel more comfortable.
Ooh, that's cold. That's funny. Well, that's good. Well, Bob, what other, if you could pass along to the audience that of other business owners, people like you who have been running companies either for just a couple of years or for 30 years, you know, what advice over your experience would you like to pass along to those guys running an agency, running a small business?
We can walk around and say the sky is falling and be like Chicken Little and Henny Penny and Turkey Lurkey and those guys. Or we can take stock of our blessings. The talent and staff that works around us are probably remarkable, dedicated, caring, and will go the extra distance. If for reasons we have to do furloughs or salary cuts, I bet they'll be the first to step up and say, let me help you get there. The number one part of communications, and remember, the business is the business of relationships, is our definition of leadership. My definition of leadership, which might be different from yours, Don, or the other people tuning in, but my definition is a true leader sets an agenda and asks for help. Unlike Nike and what they brainwashed it, we don't have to just do it ourselves. We build a team, we share a vision, we go down that road together, and we share in reaching the same goal that we know we all want: our health, security, well-being, and support. These are the blessings and the gratitudes that we should have every day and that we need to bring forward.
That's great advice, Bob, and you couldn't have said it better. I mean, that really is true. I can tell you're a great communicator, because you really articulated what so many business owners, I think, feel, and the way that we're all operating out there like that.
That's
so
right.
I've got to thank you for that. Bob, before we conclude, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Email me, Bob at bobgoldpr.com. That's Bob, first name, at first and last name, Bob Gold, PR like public relations.com.
No one's going to forget that, Bob. All right. Well, thanks so much for being a guest on the show. You've been a wonderful guest, and I look forward to staying in touch with you over the years.
Thank you so much, Don. Namaste.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening to My Company Story. We have new episodes coming out every week, so please subscribe if you like this. And if you'd like to hear previous episodes, you can go to mycompanystory.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, if you or someone you know would be interested in coming on the show, please email me at don@burge.com. Thanks for listening.